What show you tune in is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. All right, we're back. Hour two on this Friday, the 13th. Oh, wait a minute. It's Friday the 13th. Am I superstitious? I went to a fast food joint. Yes, I will admit I ate at DQ today. Their belly buster. Shame on me. And come to think of it, what I was handed today for my little marker for my meal was 13. I'm not superstitious. Let me go walk under a ladder with a black cat under my arm. Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
A congressman's best definition is what he has voted on, not what he says.
You mean actions, not words?
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as a terrorist goes, an elected official that breaks the law is worse than a terrorist. It's a treasonous. And I give, for example, not going by the Constitution on the immigration or any other items that our president has overlooked. It seems like, you know, it doesn't matter what has come up. They can always have a reason for doing it. Like declaring war is supposed to be part of our agenda. But anymore, the wars are just started. And I think this is more of a treasonous act than the people that are supposed to be in this country that are terrorists. But I'll let it go at that. The other thing is, if they should go to war with Iran or invade Iran, on either China or Russia objects, Mr. Bush, you're going to bite off more than you can chew.
Well, and we have information. By the way, on Monday's program, I'm going to have Carl Schwartz back on the air. And we're going to detail in excruciating detail how this whole thing, Patriot Act, everything else, this wasn't George Bush. This started during the Clinton administration. If we remember, if you look at the Project for a New American Century, where does this date back to? 1996. So this was in the works long before. They used 9/11 as an excuse. After all, we didn't go after Osama bin Laden. And after Bush heard how many questions on what about Mr. Osama bin Laden, you know, Bush made the statement, I don't care. He might be alive. He might be dead. But it's not important. No, you know, that's, you know, we got to go into Afghanistan. We've got to run pipelines. We've got to go into Iran. We've got to follow the roadmap for peace here. And for Israel, and this is the point. I hope people are paying attention when I say this. The Zionists out there are trying to start a catfight between a billion Christians and a billion Muslims. If we've not had legitimate terrorist attacks in this country, we soon will have. And that's the danger. And pulling just George Bush out of office or Dick Cheney, there's a lot of impeachment talk going on right now, and it's starting to carry a serious tone in Washington, D.C. Oh, that'd be great for the next year and a half to do impeachments and have all this rhetoric flying around. Well, the policy doesn't change. I don't care if you plug a Democrat or Republican in to the presidency of the United States. The program still is running. It still remains the same.
That's right.
And I want these people staying exactly where they are. That way we can at least keep an eye on them because, oh, we'll go through another political wash again. Okay, here comes a new guy, new face, new plans. It's still the same old music. They're all reading off the same music sheet.
Yep, new world order.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Bob. Yeah. I think the impeachment, if that does take place here, is going to be a major distraction. A major, major distraction because we still have to deal with 9/11 and the cover-up that the government did on that one. And, oh, that's right, the reason why they got to keep us all safe. Oh, it's the terrorists out there. Why do you think George Bush was planning for a 100-year war? Yeah. We'll take the break, be back on the other side with Jeff. Jeff's going to join us for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't mention this. Oh, why not? Folks, you know me. I'm liable, anything's liable to come out of my mouth. I heard another talk show host talking about Condoleezza Rice and this rhetoric with Iran, that they're starting to make strong overtures here. And he referred to it as being the brown bomber. Now, I think that's what they used to call Joe Lewis. So I don't think there was any racial inflection in there. But boy, does that fit or what? You know, here's a what do these people think they're going to get? Some reward here for doing what they're doing, selling out our country, you know, supporting regimes like the Zionist regime that is not netting anything, possibly setting up the Armageddon here. I mean. My goodness. At any rate, I have Jeff Bennett with me. Jeff.
We need to have these morning conversations more often. It has been insanely nonstop all afternoon.
Really?
I can't keep up with calls fast enough. And by the way, speaking of brown bomber, stay out of Dairy Queen. You won't have that problem.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed the fact that it was the 13th, Friday the 13th. What is that? You know, I'm not a suspicious. I almost said suspicious. I'm not a person.
Superstitious.
There we go. Stupidstitious.
But that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
What a day this has been.
Well,
unbelievable.
I got to tell you something, Jeff. I've been watching the talking head shows. I look for little sonar pings coming back. You know, everybody's putting on the happy face about the economy. Oh, it's growing, and, you know, this, that, and the other. Last night, I was watching Neil Cavuto, which you don't usually get a whole lot out of, a smiling little jerk anyhow. But He had a guy on last night that I'd never seen before. He was a big, robust bus man. He's a black guy. And here he was, and he said, yeah, gold's going to continue to climb, and looks like the economy is going to go sideways starting in 2006, and it's really going to nail us in 2007. I'm going, whoa, wait a minute, because I have not heard this on any financial shows at all because, well, you know, they're big stumpers and stock sellers, front dummies or front men for Wall Street anyhow. But here was this guy. He was bold enough, and kudos to him. He was bold enough to actually speak the truth.
Absolutely. It's interesting. As you and I discussed earlier, I was on with Rick Adams last night and Frank this morning. It's been a real interesting 48 to 60-odd hours in not just what we do at Republic Trading, but I'm watching some interesting things going on Wall Street. You know, if the Dow is up 5 points, 10 points, they make a whole big deal out of it. If gold goes up 15, 20, 30, 40 plus, almost $50, as a matter of fact, it's up over $50 in less than 2 weeks, they ain't talking about it. But if gold drops a dime or a quarter, they're all over it like flies on doo-doo.
Sure.
It's oh so interesting. And if in case anybody out there is asleep, gold blew through 550 this morning. It never pulled back. It closed at 556.35. We could very likely see the upper 560s next week. John, do you realize on the 28th of August, the day that I started with you at Republic Trading, gold was at 4.25 an ounce?
You're kidding.
No, not at all. 4.25. That's what was still up on the website because we had a lot of coin prices up there
right.
At the Republic Trading Group website, and it was at 4.25, and today it's 5.56 change. This has only been a matter of just a little over 4 months, ladies and gentlemen. And as I shared with everybody last week and throughout other appearances on the broadcast this week, all international indicators show we are in the earliest stages of a 5 to 7 year bull market in gold. I'm not talking about the last 5 years. They're talking 5 to 7 years more.
Oh, so let me see. If we had a price increase of over $100 in the last 4 months, and they're talking about a bull market on gold for 5 to 7, what do you think this is going to go to? I mean, this is just speculation on our part.
I won't even throw a dart. It's so mind-boggling. It's crazy. You and I shared a couple of things with you this morning, and as I have with the other broadcasters, but I've watched some interesting things happen, a part of which I'm going to share with the audience here in a moment. One of the biggest shockers to me has been what has happened at the wholesale level with modern-day bullion coinage, chiefly the American Eagle. Back in fact, it was about the 20th of October, we were offering 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles for something like $53. Now, that seemed insane to me at the time, but at the time that was happening, Kitco, one of the largest wholesale bullion distributors and retail in the country, was pushing $65 an ounce, and I thought they were just insane. How about Kitco today at $75 a piece for a 1/10 ounce 2006 American Gold Eagle? It's shocking. Now, we at Republic Trading are nowhere near that. We are able to bring some phenomenal bargains because of the buying power and the people we're doing business with. But that is insane. We've gone from $53 to $75 in a matter of 2.5 months.
Well, and it's really weird. I mean, we talked about this earlier, that gold, I mean, they're predicting, on some sites here, they're predicting that in 2006 that we're going to see a sustained $609 level on gold. Well, I think that's conservative.
I think very much so.
Yeah, and
very much so.
You know, and you know, we had the people on before that were saying, making statements like, well, okay, if gold reflected true value today, adjusting for inflation, it should be $1,800 an ounce.
That's right.
It very well may reach that point here in a short amount of time. And then we had people saying that, wait a minute. Well, we saw what happened back in 79 and 80, and this is when they just jacked up the interest rates. We saw gold almost go to $1,000 an ounce.
Do you realize that's 25 years ago this week, John? This week.
Where is the time gone?
Of course, Lindsey Williams was sitting in a meeting 25 years ago this week, but it was a whole different matter.
Yeah.
But it's insane, just insane. I have been watching, as I shared with you earlier, a couple of things going on in the marketplace over more so the last 3 days than probably even the last 3 months. And it is a greed factor that is permeating the industry, not just at the wholesale level by many of the suppliers that are out there. I'm talking huge, huge suppliers. My biggest concern is when I start seeing greed, and look, everybody needs to make a dollar. I don't think anybody denies that. But when I see greed at outrageous levels creeping into these alternative media gold companies that claim to be discount providers, et cetera, marking up coins beyond anything they've ever done before, the reason being because they can get it, because there's this perception that, oh, my God, I better buy now before I can't get it again. And yet we continue to maintain a particular level of doing business that has created quite a fury this afternoon. We've written a fair amount of business this afternoon. I want to share a couple of real quick examples, John, because I know time's limited in a lot of areas. There is a vendor who is on the shortwave back in the East Coast who has been recently offering Mint State 64 St. Gaudens for $975 a coin.
Which, by the way, his ad appears right next to ours in the American Free Press.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not even talking about who you're thinking about.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll get to that one in just a second. This is his ex-wife. And yet, of course, our friends up in the North Country, in the land of 10,000 lakes or whatever it is, they're getting $1,190 for it. The people across the valley here in Zurich, Arizona, are getting $1,190. That same coin can be had from Republic Trading Group for $900. So where's the value? Same coin, same grading service, and, same mint, everything.
And people, I must say this, Jeff, because the listening public out there has to understand something. We are not a shyster group. We are going to be around. Okay, this network is going to be around. And that when you're dealing with us, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting the best price on gold and silver anywhere. And what a lot of guys will do, and be wary of this, you get some fast-talking slicky boy on the other end of the phone, and people don't know anything about the gold and silver. Well, they like this guy, they like him personally, whatever the case may be, and they'll stick with him. In the meantime, this guy is literally bleeding you for every penny. And folks, you got to understand something. If you call Republic Trading Group and we quote you on something, you may call somebody else and they'll beat us by a buck or two. But they're only doing that. This is not their normal practice.
No, they're doing it just to get a deal.
They're getting a deal and hoping to steal a client.
That's it. And you're bringing up a very valid point, because I have years and years and years ago worked for companies like that. They will become your new best friend. Oh, dear, you know, I'm so concerned. I'm so sorry you've lost your husband, blah, blah, blah. It's not that I'm not concerned, but in many cases they're doing this to find out exactly how much you've got, where you've got it stashed, and you know, they tell you that they're doing you a favor by doing this. We have a very straight, simple way of conducting business here, and it is no nonsense. Let me give you a couple of other examples, John. One of them I'm going to hold to last for a very particular reason. I got a call from one of our listeners and supporters who lives down in the Austin area earlier this week, 2 days ago, and he asked me for a price on a full bag of 90% junk silver. And at that time, don't hold me to this one today, folks, but at that time it was $6,699 delivered. He could do business with somebody else in the Austin area probably and pick it up and save the shipping, except that they're charging a higher price anyway. At the $6,699, he called our good friends up in the land of 10,000 lakes. They quoted him $7,500. Now, this is insanely outrageous, the greed that has permeated this industry right now.
Well, and Jeff, you're right. I mean, a lot of guys that are doing this, they're doing business. And the maxim for any business, you charge what the public will bear. But see, they don't know about Republic Trading Group. They have not made that call, and they need to do that. Hey, can you hang around for a few more minutes?
I can hang. We've got a couple more things to do, and I've got a couple of hot offers.
Okay, real good. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side with Jeff Bennett. The number, ladies and gentlemen, write this down while you're pondering this during this break. When are you going to move? You're going to wait till gold's $1,000 and the silver is $100 an ounce? 800-691-7898.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
We are back. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, man, we have got a load here. Let's get through it, because I don't know what else you've got going this hour. But I'll tell you, John, it is. I mentioned earlier about this gold vendor back in, or gold hawker, I like to call them, back east, and offering these 64 saints for that price and were this, that, and the other thing. So quick review. I've been working on a series of things all day. Had a gentleman call about an hour ago. He'd made a purchase from us back in October, and because he felt he was traded fairly, honestly, and this guy's a player. I mean, this is one of these guys that shops every nickel and dime he can. He's been on the phone all day, and he finally said, you know what, these guys took care of me. He called me back. He ordered 100 gold American Eagles, the 10th-ounce Eagles, and 10 one-ounce American Eagles. And, you know, it was like $12,584. This guy picked up a ton of bullion. And, you know, if you start doing the math very quickly, you say, well, that's no bargain. Here's where the bargain comes in. As I mentioned earlier, Kitco is currently running 10th-ounce Eagles at any amount. 2006s, that's all that's available right now, for $75 a coin. If you add it up, John, that's $750 an ounce they're paying. And kind of interesting because gold's only at 556, but the smaller the coin, the bigger the premium, and the tenth ounces are disappearing faster than they can. The government only allows the mintage of so many of them, and I suspect that they will be done by March, and there will be no more for the rest of the year. The fact of the matter is we do have a package available at Republic Trading Group today for 50 one-tenth ounce, two 2006 gold American Eagles in the tube, never touched by human hands, brilliant uncirculated. They literally have just been struck at the mint within the last week or so for $3,366 plus shipping. That works out to be $67.32 a coin. John, one of the biggest companies in the country is gouging $75. Why is it we're able to offer for that kind of a price?
Because we're not greedy?
That's it.
Because we care about the people out there. We understand a lot of people have limited funds.
But they also care about us and RBN, and that's also a part of this equation, John.
Well, and I have to ask people to really consider what they're doing here. I mean, and how are you shopping for gold? If you've not been in the market before and you get some slicky sell the sizzle kind of guy and he's going to be your best button pal and don't worry, you're going to be able to sell back to us, you know, if you want, folks, pay attention to what you're doing. A lot of these companies are charging 40% over the price on any given day
over
on gold.
Costs.
Over
yeah.
their cost.
Yeah, now we're not suggesting that anybody's getting 40% over on these.
Some of them are.
Well, if they are, I don't know where they're pulling it off, because I'm watching the premiums at the wholesale level, not just because of what spot is doing, but I'm watching the premiums increase just on one ounce American Gold Eagles and Canadian Maple Leafs in the last week. At the wholesale level, the premiums, in fact, the amount that we have to pay over cost is increased by another $1.75 an ounce. That's getting crazy. Let me take you into part two, because this is for people who want to go in this other direction, and under most circumstances, I think you know it goes against my grain, but the buy is too exceptional. I got off the phone with our importer about 45 minutes ago, and he says a spectacular buy. Mint State 61, these are certified PCGS NGC coins. Mint State 61, $10 U.S. Liberty Gold coins. They haven't minted these things for 99 years, people. 99 years. Nearly half an ounce of gold. We're at $351 a coin, but I've got to place a limit of 10 coins at that price. Do you know what? I'm trying to find my sheep. I'll tell you right now what our competitors across town and up north are getting for that very coin. They are currently sitting at, oh, my goodness. They're currently running those things at $476 a piece. We are at $351, an exceptional buy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just said a $10 piece, which is a half an ounce of gold.
That's the half ounce U.S. $10 Liberty.
Holy mackerel. You know, Jeff, I've got to reiterate this again. Folks, what are you waiting for? I mean, this has been Jeff's question, me and my question back to him. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to make up your mind that when it reaches $1,000 or $1,200 for an ounce of gold, yeah, you probably really can't afford it then. What are you waiting for silver to do? Go to $50, $75, $100 an ounce? This is the time. This is not going to peak, and then we'll back down to the, you know, we're peaking at gold here, and this is kind of a misnomer, the 25-year peak. Folks, we're talking sustained prices. This has never happened in this country's history.
Not like this.
Not like this
at all.
No.
You know, it's interesting. I'm talking predominantly about gold today, but I want our listeners to understand, because there's a lot of them out there that are silver buyers. And I think most of the audience knows my very distinct and strong belief in silver and why. Economically, I believe in it for the IRA program. We're going to be talking about that more next week as things begin to develop in that arena. But I have to share one more very interesting offer, and you know that I rarely do this. I come on, it's a one-time thing, here, make the phones ring, etc. But this one is my absolute favorite, and here's why. The ex-husband of the woman we just spoke about has been on the air all week hawking extra fine $20 Liberty. These are not certified. They're loose. They're raw. The question from him is, are we getting extra fines or very fines, which costs less money? But he's offering XF Libs for $650 each. How about they call Republic Trading Group today, and we will get them uncirculated $20 Liberties for $643 apiece.
Hold on one second.
Shocking differences.
Hold on one second, Jeff. The commercial's fired a minute too early. Hold on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Jeff, go ahead and shoot those prices again.
Well, I'm with you, and I really want to say this one thing, John, is that we've spent a lot of time today talking about some of the packages we've got available, some of the, and of course people can mix and match them. We've talked about what some of our competitors have been touting out there, all the while they're jacking their spreads up and making higher and higher profits, and yet I think we've kind of avoided some of the reasons. It's economics, ladies and gentlemen. Look around you. I've had reports of gasoline jumping. Rick Adams shared with me last night his gas has jumped 40 cents in the last week and a half. Out here in Arizona, we're up 30 cents. Heating oil costs have doubled in the last year. All of these things are indicative of where we are going in this nation economically. Look at gold and silver as a financial insurance program for yourself. And don't count on your insurance company. Don't count on your banker. This is something that each person does for themselves because they see what's happening. So the three packages we offer today, and like I say, we can mix and match a full roll of 50, 1/10 ounce, 2006 gold American Eagle bullion coins, $3,366 plus shipping. That's $67.32 a coin as compared to what Kitco's getting at $75. We also have a spectacular buy on certified PCGS NGC MS-61 $10 U.S. Liberty gold pieces. These are at least 99-plus years old each, half an ounce of gold content, an extremely hot buy at $351 each. Once again, a limit of 10 coins at that price. And my favorite for the day is these uncirculated $20 Liberty gold coins at $643 a coin. Our competitors are offering $650 for XFs. John, if you do the math, you start realizing what you're paying per ounce to buy the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles versus the $20 Liberties. And I unfortunately had that figure, and I've lost it here. Just to give me a real fast second. I don't know if I can figure it that quickly. 50, 10, that's 5, divided by 5. $673 per ounce is what they're paying to buy the 1/10 ounce Eagles. Still, in the scheme of things, it's a commodity that is a very good value as compared to what others are doing. But they can buy the $20 XF, uncirculated $20 Liberties from us. These are U.S. legal, lawful gold coins minted before 1933, and it's actually going to cost them less money per ounce. This is the first time I've seen that in so long. This is a spectacular buy. Now, you know, I'm going to be answering phones late in the night tonight, so don't hesitate.
And do me a favor. I know you don't have time to do it tonight, but you mentioned it earlier. Take that telephone, unplug it, and throw it in the trash can. Go out and buy yourself a new one.
I have to do it. Right. But in the interim, I still got to think, well, that's more important when we're on the air than anything else.
No, absolutely.
But, folks, you got to call 1-800. If this is something that you've been questioning, or something you want to add to your portfolio, we've had a lot of older clients call back and make some new purchases today. If this is what you've had in mind, then make that decision. Make the call tonight at 1-800-691-7898. And if none of these packages do it for you, we've got plenty of other products available that will fit your needs. Gold, mm-hmm. silver, a wide range of things we can do.
All right. And if you can't get through him on the phone, and if you do call, and by chance he does not answer, this guy's on the phone. I think you have to have that thing surgically removed, that receiver from your ear, because you're on the phone so much.
You know, it's getting to the point, I'm burning phones up every 6 months. I have no choice. I have to go buy new phones. I've been going since 6 this morning, and I've not had 10 minutes off the phone the entire day.
Well, and don't forget, folks, if you got email out there, you can email jeff@rbnlive.com.
That's it.
And he'll get back with you and spend as much time as necessary to make you feel comfortable in your purchase, to answer any of your questions. Folks, we are a full-service company, and we're not out there. We're not predatory. So we're not going to go in there and gouge you here and there and look sane and happy the rest of the time. That's not the way we operate.
I do have to say this, and even though I technically could be doing it, I could be calling all of our clients that have purchased in the last 6 months to a year, and I could say, you know, your acquisition is up. You might want to consider buying more. I could do that, but you know what? That's not the way we operate. We don't play the dialing for dollars game. Every person's got to act when they're able to do so, and I've gotten a couple of emails since we've been on the air inquiring about the IRA. So if you've got interest in rolling over your present IRA into a program that will hold gold and silver, once again, 1-800-691-7898.
You got to do it, folks. If you can roll a retirement account or an individual retirement account out, do it, because what you're seeing and robbing the pension funds and everything, that is only going to escalate. And we're not doing this because we want... We want your money. Yeah, we can use the profit to run this network. That's we can always find a place for the money. But we're out here. I'm seriously, folks. You know me. You've listened to me for a number of years. I am not a slicky sales boy just for the quick buck. I am not a patriot. Jeff, thank you so much.
You got it, John. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll be on the phone.
All righty, sir.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now. Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Seriously, folks, I mentioned about the IRAs and the retirement accounts. You can actually roll that into a gold trust, have actual physical gold and silver sitting in a vault without a 10% penalty for rolling it over. And the taxes that you're usually nailed with, what, up to 20% taxes? So all said and done, they try to wipe out a third of your portfolio right off the bat. Well, this way you can do it. And they don't sting you at all. You can defer that tax payment or whatever you want to do with that. That's your discretion, your decision. The point is, you be in control. So give them a call, 800-691-7898. 601-691-7898. And he mentioned, Jeff mentioned oil prices. Well, here's one for you. So you thought Katrina was the reason why oil prices went up. Yeah, well, listen to this one. Oil prices to soar. The era of cheap oil is over. The nation's chief energy forecaster said on December 12th, as the government nearly doubled previous forecasts for world oil prices in the next 25 years, oil will stay at today's high levels largely because the oil-rich nations of OPEC are not investing in new supplies fast enough to meet the growth in demand, led by China and the United States, said the Energy Information Administration guy, and I think this is Caruzio, head of the agency, said he expects oil prices remaining above $50 a barrel to prompt consumers to purchase more of fuel-efficient cars. If that does not occur, he said, prices will climb even higher. Hold on here a second. Did I miss something? Did I miss something? Did we forget about Anwar? Did we forget about Gull Island? Did we forget about 200 to 300 years at present oil consumption inside the United States? We wouldn't have to deal with Venezuela. We wouldn't have to deal with the Arabs. We would not have to deal with anybody. And this is, folks, this is a product that they're going to have diminishing demand for, if you think about it. The reason why we're not having alternatives out there is because too many people are making hand over fist with the scam that they've got going on right now. Well, we could walk away from their scam. And for the next minimal 200 years, we wouldn't have to look anyplace else for any oil. And I'm just talking about Alaska. I'm not talking about what we have offshore here. I'm not talking about the oil wells that have been drilled but capped here inside the United States. No. Let's talk about economic sense here. Why are we dealing with the Middle East? Why are we even dealing with Venezuela? Why are we dealing with these people at all? Why are we dealing with OPEC? We don't have to. But I'm sure that there are good reasons with our brain trust in Washington, D.C., why you're going to continue to get gouged at the pump. You got comfortable? Oh, geez, gas wasn't $3. It's only $2.25 this week. Folks, it wasn't too many years ago. The gas was 70, 75, 80 cents, 90 cents a gallon. You could go into a gas station. Most vehicles, on an average, have a 15-gallon tank. You could fill your car up for less than $15. What is it costing you today? Ah, but don't worry. They'll find better ways and more efficient ways of sucking money right out of your pockets. And you notice what dropped off the face of the map? Oh, this peak oil scam that was being pushed. Oh, no, it's peak oil. There's no more oil. We're going to run out. Folks, as technology takes over, the demand for that crude is going to drop, and they know it. They're in there gouging for every penny that they can get. Penny, my eyeballs, for every dollar, every hundreds, thousands, millions, billions of dollars. And here we sit. They're emptying our pockets, picking it. Just one by one, every time you walk in, drive into a gas station, you're getting it right in the tailpipe. Aid to Israel is out of hand. Professor George Bisharat, out of the Topeka Capital Journal out of Kansas, he writes this. This was in a newspaper, folks. American and Israeli diplomats have recently revived discussions over our potential financial support of Israel's August withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Last summer, Israel sought $2 billion, but suspended its request following the Katrina disaster. They felt bad. You know, the beggar with their hands out felt bad because we had a hurricane. Yes, I know that they're that kind-hearted. With popular and congressional attention to New Orleans now dissipating, Israel is again asking American taxpayers for help, although it is scaled back to only $1.2 billion in light of popular sentiment and signals from Congress. This amount is supplemental to Israel's share of our regular foreign aid that has run $3 to $4 billion annually for decades. Yeah, well, see, we're funding the people that are trying to get the Christians and the Muslims fighting against each other. Well, what a scam. Our officials have not publicly responded to the Israel request. When they do, their answer should be a polite firm, but no. It is reason enough to deny Israel's request that its settlements in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip are illegal. The United Nations Security Council has held so, if you have any faith in them whatsoever, as to the International Court of Justice, as part of its non-binding but authoritative judgment on Israel's wall, the International Court of Justice concluded last year that Israeli settlements in Palestinian territories violate international law. While the dollars Israel now seeks would fund housing and infrastructure for new communities in Israel for the settlers, paying for these, in effect, compensates Israel for giving back its illegal settlements. Some 94% of Americans polled by CNN in July opposed the Israeli request even before Katrina and heightened public awareness of our own acute domestic needs. Acute? We're in the ICU, baby. Still, there are times when principle must surrender to pragmatism. $1.2 billion would be a bargain were it to yield momentum toward a genuine Israeli-Palestinian peace. Ain't going to happen, folks. As Ariel Sharon, he thought that was their property. Remember, Ariel Sharon used to be a Palestinian. Oh, that's right. Every indication, unfortunately, is to the contrary. Since the decolonization of the Gaza Strip, Israel has only intensified its colonization of the West Bank, including Jerusalem. There are 430,000 Israeli settlers live in settlements built on land seized from the Palestinians, almost a half a million of them. And they are expanding it every day. A city holy to these great religions is being transformed into the exclusive capital of one group, the Jews. Meanwhile, Palestinian Christians and Muslim families are slowly squeezed out of neighborhoods they have inhabited peacefully for decades, if not centuries. A European Union study released last week determined that Israeli policies toward Jerusalem are not motivated by security, but by demographics, violating international law and Israel's obligations under the Roadmap to Peace. Israel touted the Gaza disengagement as a step forward, yet in October of 2004, Dov Weisglass, advisor and close confidant of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and by the way, it doesn't look like old Ariel will be back, I'm so beklept, I'm so depressed, admitted in an interview in Israel that withdrawal was a way to avoid peace negotiations with the Palestinians, consolidate control over the West Bank, and foil the creation of a Palestinian state. No such pronouncements are necessary, however, to the Palestinians. They witness Israelis continually relentless seizures of Palestinian lands, demolition of Palestinian homes, construction of the separation wall, and the expansion of Jewish-only settlements. Palestinian Christians and Muslims are rendered homeless, stripped of their property, and deprived of any semblance at equal rights with their Jewish counterparts. Historically, politicians of both major American parties have been extremely generous to Israel. A country with a per capita income equal to some in Europe, its annual $3 to $4 billion often exceeds a third of their total foreign aid, more than all sub-Saharan Africa combined. Will our leaders this time honor the apparent sentiments of the majority of Americans or pursue the electoral benefits that seemingly generate their knee-jerk support of Israel? As American taxpayers, we must assert ourselves. Our one-sided support of Israel is a key reason for global animosity, I guess you could put it, against us. When we aid and abet Israel's continuing takeover of Palestinian lands, we only deepen our culpability and frustrate our ambition to restore American credibility in a crucial region of the world. Fostering a genuine Middle East peace, one based on justice and equal rights for Jews, Christians, and Muslims throughout the Holy Land, would greatly advance our national interest. Such a resolution may cost well more than $1.2 billion, but be worth every penny. We should save our hard-earned tax dollars to support that peace, not the entrenchment of Israel colonialism and the future of conflict and violence it guarantees. Professor George Bisharat teaches, by the way, at Hastings College of Law in San Francisco. He specializes in Middle East affairs. Foreign policy? I get a laugh every time I hear this on television. They talk about foreign policy. What foreign policy? Foreign policy, ladies and gentlemen, is detente. It is diplomacy. It is trying to structure arrangements and deals, if you will, between concerned parties, not at the point of a gun. What you lose first in a war is first the truth. That goes out the window. And then your propaganda sets in, because now we have opposing sides that are willing to bleed each other into the sand for eternity if necessary. There is absolutely, positively no reason on the face of God's green, beautiful earth here that we have to be in the Middle East for anything. Iran is no threat to us. Iraq was certainly no threat. The biggest threat that I saw coming out of the Middle East was the poppy fields in Afghanistan. And at least while the Taliban were in charge over there, they kept the production down. Guess what? The United States military rolls in there. They've got bumper all-time crops of opium going worldwide. So you see, everybody's getting kind of paid on this deal, except for one group of people. That's the American people. We'll take the break here, be back, and we'll wrap up this Friday edition of the National Intel Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Time to get in any news stories, any more news stories. The world is full of news, folks, but we're out of time here. Let me squeeze in one more call here from Austin, Texas. Hello, James.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Good, sir.
So I just think it's funny that the good old US of A is finally getting a little taste of her own medicine, because if if you can't defeat a nation militarily, you certainly can do it economically. And the fact that we've got into bed with Venezuela, we've got into bed with former Soviet Union, we've gotten into bed with the OPEC nations, they're controlling our oil, and they're getting ready to switch to the dinar, or some nations already have, or the dinar, however you want to call it, or the euro backed by gold. And once our economy is crippled, then our nation is crippled, and let's see where we're at then.
Well, and people have got to keep in mind, we haven't even seen the real effects yet, because we have a buffer because of supplies and stuff already in the pipeline, so to speak. We haven't even really begun to feel the effects of this escalation in prices in oil. It hasn't hit the economy yet. You wait till this, because I'll tell you what's going to happen here. In 2006, we're going to be heading into a recession. This high cost of oil is going to kick in, add more costs for goods, services, manufacturing, transportation, you name it. We are in sad shape, and yet we have selected people that it's deep-pocketed people that keeps the clowns in the district of criminals real happy. This is not serving our interest here. That oil in Alaska from Gull Island and also Anwar, that should be flowing in our pipelines today, and it's not going to.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's the most ridiculous thing. I mean, and it's something that that a lot of people know of, you know, and they try to placate us by holding these phony little hearings that none of these oil executives swore to tell the truth to anybody. And we put on a dog and pony show for a day, and they get up there and look real contrite and talk about nonsense. But yet we're going to feel the brunt of this. And I don't know who they're going to be. If this economy crashes, I don't know who they might as well charge. They might as well charge $5 a gallon. Because they might as well do that, because they're not going to make it up in the volume, that's for sure.
Well, you know, and with this escalation going on, with, you know, the fact that Iran, quote unquote, is a threat to global peace, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know, if something happened over in the Middle East, let's say like a small nuclear weapon was to be detonated, and there couldn't be any flow of oil out of the Persian Gulf, you know, you're not looking at $5 a gallon for oil. You're looking at $15 a gallon. And when that sort of happens, you can't afford food.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Yeah, folks. He's absolutely right. If something happens in the Middle East, when that flow of oil stops, oh, buddy, Katie, bar the door. Price per barrel, you don't even want to think about it. Price per gallon, you can't afford it. You can't even afford the luxury of even considering it. That's how close we are. But yet we got Condi Rice and Mr. Halliburton up there and George Bush. I really am a clown, but I try to look real presidential. They are riding this Titanic right to the bottom. Unfortunately, there aren't no lifeboats, and there's no place to go, folks. There's not going to be any saving ship out there on the calm ocean to pick us up. We're going to drown in the tsunami. And do you think they care? Absolutely not. I care. You care. We've got to make them care. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Consider what we have, but consider how to preserve what we have. And then let's just make a bold move forward by taking a few steps back. I know that sounds kind of convoluted, but it's really not. Think about it. That'll do it. We'll see you Monday, folks. God bless you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.